Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of PSM. Tonight, we're going to try to broaden the understanding on some of the frustrations in life. And one of those frustrations, it happens to be in everyone's life, and that is, oh, man, sometimes I just want to give up. Sometimes I wonder why I'm working so hard. Maybe it has to do something with our idea of looking up. Enjoy this episode of PSM COR, where understanding is not an option. Thank you and enjoy the episode. Everybody keeps looking up. And the reason I call it that, we'll go into shortly. One day there was a gentleman. He had sat down to go over his life with someone. And as he began to go over it, he said, you know, there were some things that were horrible at one point in my life, and I despised them greatly. Thinking that I understood exactly what was going on, I said I'd vow never to get to that place. So guess what happens? As I go a little further in life, I find that I don't like this path either. Since I'm more familiar with my other path, I want to go that way. And I find that life gets easier because that was my path. Those were going to be my crossroads. And because those were going to be my crossroads, I could navigate my crossroads because of the valiant effort of those that went before me. Because I could observe the trails that they laid for me and realize that the things that I once saw as their struggle, as their defeat, as their failure, was actually their contribution to the generations that were going to follow. So now I see it from a whole nother perspective. That at one point I despised it, not knowing that my decision making would be, in any efforts of the word, contributions to the success of others. So sometimes, as we walk through this thing we call life, we forget to put every piece and every effort of our person into that day to construct and to build for those that would follow. Instead, we keep looking up. We forget about what's going on right now. The energies that we have, the ideas that we have, the opportunities that we have. And as I say that, remember, this is COR, changing our reality. So everyone speaking is included, myself as one. Understanding is growth. And because understanding is growth, understanding is not optional. It's mandatory. We spend too much time judging our journey. And we must realize that our journeys are no longer what's behind us, but our journeys are what's before us as well. So if we continue to look forward, we forget those that have to follow. Instead of laying a roadmap, we become selfish and just continue to look up. You see, we are not down, we are alive. It says, look up when you're down. For your redemption draws nigh. You're going to be redeemed when you're down, when you're under, when you're in bondage. But when you're alive and not in bondage, you've already been redeemed. So there's a difference. Sometimes it's time to climb. Sometimes it's time to build. And then there'll be times when it's time to continue the journey and move on. Everybody's always looking up. I remember in scripture it said, take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow can take care of everything that it's going to face. Why? Because the same energies you're going to put in today, you're going to put in tomorrow. The same victories you're going to win today are the exact same victories you're going to win tomorrow. The only way you lose any victories is when you look too far ahead. Because you miss your opportunity to fill any gaps in or any issues that may have arrived from those that went before you. And you make him repair for those that would follow. But we're always looking up. But if we look in the day and look around us, we may be able to see some of those who came from where we're trying to go. And if we can see some of those, we may hold a conversation with some of those. And I know another place where it says, be mindful of strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. And in my understanding, over my journey so far, angels are people, messengers, people with something to offer. People that may alert you that the journey that you're on is not what you think it is, that I would reconsider. But because we're always looking up, as we are told to do, we miss these opportunities, or we judge these opportunities as we judge our journey. Remember, don't judge a journey. So what are you saying? That you don't want to keep your spirits up? Let me ask you, in your process of looking up, judge yourself. Have you been a true prodigal? In your process of looking up, has it exerted so much of your energy that you couldn't contribute to the sustainability of the day? So as you examine and evaluate your own life, you ask yourself those questions. Remember, PSM is a reach out to anyone that finds themselves in any one of these situations. PSM is a place where we talk about real things. We talk about our lives. We talk from our understanding. We talk from our experiences. There are some things that we may go into using imagination, but they will all be in principle. Why? Because the goal is that we would play a small part in the changing of our reality. See, you deal with your reality better, the life that you're living. You say, how do we do that? The reality that you're living in is you face it head on. They tell you time and time again that it's not what happened to you, but what's happening in you. Sooner or later, what's in you need to be ready to meet what's happening to you. Why? Because it can't always be a constant conflict. One day, they have to be 51-49. It can't be 50-50.
Hey, we want to thank everyone right now that's listening, and we want to say that this episode is coming to an end. The next part of this episode will be uploaded shortly. So please, if you find it interesting and something that you might want to share with someone, please don't hesitate to share it. But again, we thank you for joining us here at PSM COR, where understanding is never optional. See you next time. Have a blessed evening.